Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching is entitled, Where We Stand.
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus entered the synagogue. There was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save a life rather than to destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched it out, and his hand was restored. The Pharisees went out and immediately took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Mrs. Twigo's hands are etched in my heart. I always see her hands when I hear this gospel. As a child, I would watch her pick up the coffee cup with amazement. Her fingers were almost completely bent into the palm on one hand. On the other, the fingers were bent, gnarled, twisted. Mom said it was arthritis. And yes, it hurt Mrs. Tweedle and caused her pain. Yet, I never once saw the pain make it to her face. Mrs. Tweedle was kind. She smiled. She was always happy to see us. We were always happy to see her. I'm wondering how many times before this time Jesus saw the man with the withered hand at the synagogue. Had he sat next to this man and taken in the contours of the man's withered hand? Maybe as the reading and teachings were going on. We do know he saw the man, and he saw the man's hand. It is said what we see determines where we stand. Today, our passage might be suggesting where we stand determines what we see. One theologian suggests with this passage that the sight of a person's withered hand stirred up Jesus' theology of mission, while for the Pharisees, it stirred up the theology of illness, the theology of Sabbath and sin. Jesus' clarity of mission, that he came from love to be love, was where he stood. Always. Whether in the synagogue, on the road, at a table, on a seashore. This is where Jesus stood, coming from love to be love. Where we stand determines what we see. Jesus stands in incarnated love. Love sees where mercy can save. Love sees where compassion can offer invitation and possibility. Love sees where belonging trumps dismembering. Love pours grace into the current of life. The Pharisees stand in jealousy. They stand in superiority and righteousness. They pour a vinegar acid into the current of life. Today, this passage invites us to take a step back and observe what we may be pouring into the current of life when we feel our superiority threatened. Do I minimize another's gifts? When my sense of superiority or status is threatened, do I dismiss the other person's idea or suggestion? Do I critique to the point that the offering is left in shreds? When this happens, I wonder what theology is being stirred in us when we act in these ways. Maybe a theology of merit or worthiness. It certainly is not a theology of mission, of being made from love to be love. There is a withered hand in this passage. There are also withered hearts. Jesus attempts to heal both. We can choose to stand where Jesus is standing in this sense of sharing God's mission of incarnating love. Standing here in the incarnating of love, we become co-creators, co-heirs. Standing here, we do not see threats to our sense of superiority or status. No, standing here, we see ways to offer encouragement. We see possibilities for creativity. We see others as God sees us, with acceptance and delight and mercy. Where we stand determines what we see. I see Mrs. Twigo's hands, yes, gnarled and twisted, etched in my heart. But from where she was standing, what she saw brought out her smile and her kindness. She poured these graces into the current of life. Let's pay attention to where we are standing today and what we are contributing to the current of life. Let God's mission in us be stirred into action for the good of all, so that we might see where grace is needed.